Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're here to cut through the noise, get you those insights that really count. Have you ever stopped to think about those, you know, vital operators, the skilled people keeping our supply chains running smoothly?
Yeah, they're pretty essential, getting everything where it needs to go.
Exactly. And today we're doing a deep dive into something, well, really practical, something that can genuinely boost your career, nailing the forklift practical test. Our mission here is simple. We've looked at expert advice, figured out the most common mistakes people make, the ones that often get overlooked, and we're giving you a kind of shortcut to feeling confident and ready.
It's a good focus because that license, it's more than just paper.
Right. It's a real asset. Boosts your knowledge, makes you more appealing to hire, saves companies training time.
And potentially means better pay, which is always good.
Definitely. But here's the thing that really stood out from our research. It's fascinating. A lot of people don't fail their first time because it's like super complex machinery.
No, it's often the simple stuff.
Exactly. They stumble on the basic instructions, the fundamental safety measures. The seemingly obvious things become these huge hurdles.
That's spot on. And, you know, while you definitely need skill to operate the forklift, the test itself often digs a bit deeper. It's looking at your grasp of safety rules, your discipline in following procedures, less about raw talent, maybe, and more about being meticulous with best practices.
Meticulous, yeah. That's a good word for it.
And these basic requirements, they're absolutely crucial, not just for passing, but for actual workplace safety. They're there to prevent accidents in the real world.
Okay, let's get right into it then, starting right at the beginning, even before you get into the seat. Our sources say the first thing examiners notice is just your basic approach, your mindset.
Right from the get-go.
Which brings us neatly to mistake number one, poor forklift operator behavior. And this isn't just about how well you can drive the thing, it's your whole attitude towards safety.
Yeah, if you seem flippant, like you don't really grasp the risks.
Even perfect driving might not cut it. They want to see professionalism from the start.
Precisely. It's all about respect. Respect for this, let's face it, potentially dangerous piece of equipment and the environment you're in. Think about the seatbelt, for instance. So basic. But forgetting it, that immediately signals you're not tuned into safety discipline.
Yeah, it's a non-negotiable first step. Okay, so staying with that pre-operation phase, mistake number two is failing to perform a comprehensive all-round check. This is that critical inspection before you start the engine. The guidance is really clear. You should get an approved checklist.
Mm-hmm. Standard procedure.
And if you don't, you stop. You ask for one. You don't start the test or even a regular shift without doing that check.
Absolutely. Skipping it isn't just bad practice. It's a big penalty on the test. Usually costs you 5 points right there.
5 points. Wow.
Yeah, because that check is your first line of defense. It shows you understand the machine. You know what to look for. Maybe faulty brakes, a leak. Catching something before it becomes a problem. That's what they want to see. It proves you grasp the preventative side of safety.
Okay, makes sense. So you're in the cab now, checks are done, ready to roll. But even simple moves have these critical safety steps.
That can easily trip people up, surprisingly.
Right. Like mistake number three, failing to look in the direction of travel. Now this sounds almost silly, doesn't it? Just look where you're going.
Seems obvious.
But the research shows so many people fail their first test on this exact point. Why do you think that is? Something so basic.
It's probably nerves, pressure.
Yeah.
You fall back on habit. Maybe you rely on peripheral vision or just memory of the course instead of consciously, deliberately turning your head and scanning.
Ah, so it's the deliberate action they're looking for.
Exactly. They need to see that active awareness, that constant checking. It's not just instinct, it's conscious safety in a place where things can change fast. And it's another potential 5 points lost. Big one.
Okay, 5 points again. Got it. Now here's one that might catch people off guard. Mistake number four, failing to use the horn. Our sources mentioned it's maybe not used consistently in like busy warehouses day to day.
Yeah, you hear that sometimes. Might seem like overkill.
But the safety manuals and crucially the test, they insist. Use the horn at corners, doorways, blind spots every time.
Fail to do it. That's another 5 points down.
So this really highlights that gap between sort of common practice and the official safety protocol, doesn't it?
It really does. An experienced operator might skip it, maybe thinks it's just noise, but the test is about discipline. Can you follow the ideal safety procedure, even if it feels a bit much? That honk is a crucial warning. Think about someone stepping out from behind racking.
Right, it's their only warning sometimes.
Exactly. So the test reinforces that ideal. Non-negotiable point.
Okay, moving on. Now we're getting into the core function, actually handling loads. And this is where safety gets even more critical.
Yeah, the consequences of mistakes here can be much bigger for goods and for people.
So let's talk mistake number five, operating hydraulic controls when moving. The guidance here is, well, crystal clear. This is a huge safety no-no. It'll almost certainly fail you.
Instant fail, most likely.
And the fix? Simple, but you have to remember it. Always come to a complete stop before you touch those hydraulic controls. Lifting, lowering, tilting, stop first.
Absolute zero exceptions. And there's a very good reason. Physics. Lifting or lowering a heavy load while you're also moving, it drastically shifts the forklift's center of gravity. Suddenly. Dangerously.
Ah, okay. I can see how that would be bad.
Think about turning while a heavy load suddenly drops or lifts. The whole balance changes instantly. That's how tipovers happen. One of the most serious forklift accidents.
Right, okay, a critical one to remember. Stop first. Following on from that, mistake number six. Improper fork arm height when moving. So there are specific heights. Without a load, tines should be, what, 5 to 10 centimeters off the ground? Or above the axle?
Roughly, yes. Low enough to be stable, high enough to clear bumps.
And with a load, carrying it too high or dragging it too low while moving that can cost you 5 points again. What's the thinking behind those specific heights?
It's all about keeping the machine stable. Forklift loads can be surprisingly heavy, maybe almost half the weight of the forklift itself. Carry that mass too high, and you're basically creating a pendulum. Makes it much easier to tip, especially if you turn or hit uneven ground.
And too low.
Too low, you risk the forks dragging, catching on things, maybe damaging the load or making the forklift jerk. So that specific height range, it's the sweet spot for balance and clearance.
Gotcha. Balance and clearance. Next up, mistake number seven. Incorrect tilt when traveling. So you need to tilt the load back a bit, right? Towards the mast, against the backrest.
Yes, essential to secure it. Stopped it sliding forward off the forks.
But you can overdo it, tilt it back too far, and that also messes with the center of gravity.
Exactly. It's about dynamic stability. Tilting back secures the load, which is good, but over-tilting shifts too much weight to the rear. That can make the steering feel light, make it unstable on ramps, or even risk tipping backwards. You're looking for that equilibrium load secured, machine balanced.
A delicate balance, then. Okay. And then there's mistake number eight, touching the course, racking, or load. This bit of the test is all about precision, isn't it? Stacking, driving through the course, unloading.
Precision and spatial awareness.
And any accidental bumps, hitting the cones, the racking, nudging the load when you shouldn't, that's points off.
Definitely points off. Although, we did see a note that a really tiny bump might be ignored if the rest of the drive is perfect.
Might be. Don't count on it, though.
No, definitely not. Because in a real warehouse, even a small bump can be serious. Damaged stock, weakened racking, hitting someone.
Yeah, the test reflects that need for careful control. It's not just moving stuff, it's moving it without hitting anything.
Exactly right. Finesse is key.
Okay, so even stopping requires specific actions. Let's cover those.
Crucial steps, even when stationary.
Right. Which brings us to a sort of two-part mistake here. Number nine, failing to apply the handbrake or neutral. And link to that. Number 10, not having the wheels straight. So whenever you stop to load, unload, or just park, it's neutral, handbrake on every time.
Every single time. Non-negotiable.
And also, wheels straight. These might seem like small details, but they're worth, what, 3 points each every time you stop?
That's right. Three for the brake and neutral, three for the wheels. And you stop multiple times in a test, so those points add up fast.
Why are they so critical?
Well, the handbrake and neutral ensure the machine is totally immobilized, won't drift, won't lurch if bumped, vital on any slope or even flat ground. And the straight wheels, it's about being properly aligned, stable, ready for the next move, not leaving an obstacle sticking out. It shows precision and planning.
Discipline again, attention to detail.
That's it. They signal a careful, methodical operator.
Okay. Next, a more subtle one. Mistake number 11. Fork arms rubbing. This is apparently only worth about 3 points, but it shows technique.
It does. It's about finesse.
You want the forks sliding smoothly into the pallet, right? No scraping noises against the sides or top.
Exactly. Rubbing suggests you're maybe misaligned, going in too fast, or just not quite judging the dimensions correctly. Well, maybe minor in itself. It can scuff goods, wear the forks, and just looks unprofessional. It shows a lack of that gentle, precise control.
Right, a mark of skill. And then, related to forks, mistake number 12, Fork arms, not fully inserted. Before you lift, you've got to make sure those forks are all the way in, if they're only partway under the palate.
No problem. Points off immediately.
The load needs to be right up against the carriage, basically, for stability.
Absolutely critical. If the forks aren't fully inserted, the load isn't properly supported or balanced. Imagine lifting something heavy with only the tips of the forks. It's asking for trouble. The load could easily tip, slide, or just fall off during transit. Full insertion maximizes support and minimizes risk.
Okay. Maximum support, minimum risk. Got it. And finally, mistake number 13. Incorrect or unsafe material loading. This sounds like a big one, covering a few things important for daily work, too.
Definitely. It brings several elements together.
You need to check the weight is distributed evenly across the forks, right? To avoid tipping.
Crucial. Uneven loads are a primary cause of instability.
And the procedure. Approach the pallet, stop with the tips, maybe a foot away.
Scan the whole area for people.
And then lift slowly, deliberately.
It combines physics, the weight distribution, with that vital situational awareness. You have to check your surroundings before you act. It reinforces that you're responsible not just for the load, but for everyone nearby. It demands a thoughtful, cautious approach every single time you lift.
That makes sense. Okay, we've covered a lot of ground, a lot of potential pitfalls. So, wrapping this all up, what's the main takeaway? The forklift test might look like this, you know, complex maze of rules.
It can seem daunting, yeah.
But what our deep dive really shows is maybe it's less about absolute perfection on every tiny thing.
And more about demonstrating that you're thorough, that you consistently apply the fundamental safety basics, that unwavering attention to safety.
Exactly. It's about building the right habits.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And this isn't just about passing a test. It's designed to instill a certain mindset. Diligence, discipline, that constant awareness. These are principles that apply way beyond forklifts. They're vital in any complex job, really. Anywhere that requires careful operation.
Yeah. Well said. So, for anyone listening who's facing this test, practice those core principles, keep that laser focus on safety, and all those little details we talked about.
They become second nature.
And they become your path to success, getting that license, giving yourself that that real leg up in your career.
Definitely.
So, here's a final thought to leave you with. As you go about your day, maybe think about this. What seemingly small, obvious detail in your own job, or even just your daily life, might actually be a critical safety factor or a key to success that we often overlook. You know, like forgetting to honk before walking around a blind corner in the office.
Good question. Makes you think.
Something to ponder. Until next time on The Deep Dive, keep digging deeper.